check of news you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria tomorrow up to 28, Johannesburg and Mbombela 27. The DA is calling on President Cyril Ramaphosa to release a report from Justice Minister Thembi Simelane about a controversial loan linked to the VBS Mutual Bank scandal. The DA says it has filed a request under the Promotion of Access to Information Act to access this report. Now, Simelane has denied benefiting from the looting of VBS and says she was not involved in appointing Gondo Wealth Solutions. DA MP Glenis Breitenbach says the request is in the public interest to ensure transparency and allow South Africans to assess the facts.
Almost 3 months later, the president is still considering the report. The PIA process seems to be the only way to get the answers that South Africa needs. Every day without action further damages the integrity of our justice system and legal institutions.
The ANC's KZN Provincial Secretary, Beki Mtolo, has meanwhile refuted claims that the Provincial Executive Committee is responsible for the party's poor performance in the May elections. Mtolo made the remarks during an ANC organizational renewal event in Durban today. Anastasi Mokhobu has more.
In KZN, the party support fell to 17%, mainly due to the rise of former President Jacob Zuma's Umkhonto we Sizwe party. In Gauteng, the ANC only managed to garner 34% of the vote, leading to calls for the dissolution of both provincial leadership structures. However, some leaders argued that both provinces need strengthening, not dissolution. Anastasi Mokhobu for Jacaranda FM News.
According to Gauteng's Police Commissioner, Lieutenant General Tommy Mtobeni, police have stepped up their efforts to enforce spaza shop compliance in Gauteng. He released the province's crime stats for the second quarter of the current financial year a bit earlier today.
From January up until to date, we have since closed 413 spaza shop, dealt with 693 for non-compliance and arrested 227 for illegal immigrants.
And the Department of Water and Sanitation has issued a 60-day deadline for dam owners to register their dams in accordance with dam safety compliance. The call comes after several dam collapses in the Western Cape and the Free State. The notice was gazetted by Water and Sanitation Minister Pemi Majordina last week, and Cliff Shiko has more.
Earlier this year, three dams collapsed in Riverlands in the Western Cape, resulting in floods that damaged property and infrastructure. More than 50 homes were flooded and hundreds of people were uprooted. In 2022, a mine tailings dam collapsed in Jagersfontein and left three people dead and displaced hundreds more. The Water and Sanitation Department says it considers a safety risk when a dam storage capacity exceeds 50,000 cubic meters of water. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
And big news on the international front. The British Parliament voted in favour of a bill which allows assisted death. It's not a law yet, and a few more stages has to follow. But here is Leila Moran, chair of the Head and Social Care Select Committee.
As someone who voted for it today, I'm pleased it passed with a good majority, but not an overwhelming majority. Those concerns that people have raised deserve to be taken extremely seriously.
Protesters outside of Parliament does, however, not agree.
I can't think of anything much more undignifying than endorsing a law which must come to suggest to vulnerable people that they should commit suicide.
More on this at jacarandafm.com. I'm Marlene Fouchier. From myself and the rest of the team, have a good evening.
Brace yourself for a musical journey through the decades. The Jacaranda FM Party Night.